Begin transmission.
Well, hello. Once again, it's 1930 UTC, which means it's time for the Dubious Blender Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm glad you could join me today. Because what are we doing? Did I mention I got a blender? Yes, it's true. My mom's best friend got a new blender, and so somebody needed to take the old blender, and I was nominated. So now I have this new blender. Well, this, you know, previously owned blender, but new to me, and I like it. So what are we going to do with the new blender? Well, I am thirsty. I am thirsty. What am I thirsty for? Oh, I think I'll make an orange Julius because they're so yummy, and I feel like drinking one. So let's do that today here on Dubious Blender Committee. The first thing we're going to need is 4 ounces, or about half a cup, of frozen orange juice concentrate. So let's get that out of the freezer here. Okay. How much is this? This is a 16-ounce can, so I need 1/4 of this can. No problem. No problem at all. It's all frozen-y, so I'm going to get a spoon and scoop it out here and blorp it down into the blender. Give me another scoop. How much is that? That's not even close. Okay. Give me some more scoops of the juice, the frozen juice concentrate. I don't know who invented frozen orange juice concentrate, but that guy must have been some kind of genius. Is that 4 ounces? Yeah, it's about 4 ounces, give or take. You don't have to be super accurate with this recipe. And I should say that this recipe yields about 2 servings, or 1 really large serving, depending on what your thing is. I could just eat this stuff right out of the can. Okay, so back into the freezer this goes. Damn it, I dropped the lid. Now there's frozen orange juice all over my floor. So I gotta clean that up. I will wipe this up with a damp sponge. And now we're ready to go. And the next thing we need is 1.5 cups of ice cold milk. And you can use any kind of milk you want here. You know, like skim milk or whatever your deal is. I, however, am actually going to use almond milk. So we get the almond milk out of the... Where the hell did I put it? Oh, here it is. It's in the refrigerator. What is it? 1.5 cups. I'm actually going to kind of get my measuring cup for this, just because. And 1.5 cups is what, like 12 ounces? So, you know, 12 ounces of whatever your favorite kind of milk is. Blorp. And pour that into your blender. Blorp. Okay. And then put your milk back in the refrigerator. Or you can put it wherever you keep your cold stuff. Like if you live, I don't know, somewhere where it snows a lot and keep it outside, then put your milk back outside. Do whatever. Okay, so the next ingredient is 1/4 cup of sugar. However, I'm not going to use a whole 1/4 cup of sugar because this almond milk is already kind of sweet. So I'm only doing about, you know, like 1/8 of a cup of sugar. About an ounce of sugar. I don't know. Again, I don't think it's super critical. It just depends on how much sugar you're into. Okay, next ingredient is vanilla. So get out your vanilla extract. Where did I put mine? Oh, here it is. And you want to add half a teaspoon of vanilla extract, or, you know, a couple milliliters, about that much. I didn't even measure it because I'm the evil non-measuring guy. And then you put the vanilla extract back where it goes. In this case, back into my tea cabinet. Why is the vanilla in the tea cabinet? Nobody knows. Okay. Now at this point, you have the option to add some optional ingredients if you want other stuff. You could put some fruit in here. You could put in a pinch of salt. I'm trying to cut back on my salt intake, so I'm not. And what else? Oh, you could add some egg white here to make it extra foamy, if you like the foam. And I don't have any eggs, so I'm not even going to bother doing that. Just, you know, the critical ingredients here are the orange juice concentrate, the milk, and the vanilla, and the sugar. What else am I missing here? Oh, yes. Now it's time for the main ingredient, which is water in the form of ice. So get yourself somewhere between 8 and 12 ice cubes, depending on how big your ice cubes are. If your ice cubes are really big, do like 8. If your ice cubes are really small, do 12 or more. My ice cubes are kind of medium, so I'm going to do about 10 or 11 or however many I can grab. So I open up the freezer. Here's the first load, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Drop them in the blender, get some more ice. Another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, that's about 11 ice cubes for me. And I think we're just about ready to go here. Well, actually, I think since I have some cantaloupe, I'm going to throw a couple of chunks of cantaloupe in here and a couple of pieces of pineapple just to give it that extra yumminess. So put that stuff in and then put the fruit back. And the fruit goes back in the refrigerator. Okay, I think we're ready. Now, put the lid on the blender. Make sure it's turned the right direction so we don't get stuff flying out the top like last time. Don't ask. But if you're wondering why there's Orange Julius splattered all over my cabinets, now you know why. All right, so I guess the only thing left to do is to hit it. Blend that baby. Woo-hoo. Okay. Once you've blended the hell out of it, you're pretty much ready to drink. And so now all we gotta do is take the lid off. Woohoo! Hooray, I didn't splatter any stuff anywhere. Oh, I got the nice pitcher. Now I gotta find my glass. Here it is, right here. And we pour the stuff in. Ooh, it's kind of thick. Maybe I should have added some more milk. Now I can't pour it into the glass. It's trying to drip everywhere where it's not supposed to go. This is not working out. Okay, I need a thing. Give me a thing. Okay, now I've got a spoon to help direct me. How to help direct this good stuff into the glass. Yeah, it's pretty thick. Maybe I should have added some more ice or something. But now, all we gotta do is taste it. So, I'm scooping my spoon in here. Mmm. Oh, so delicious. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh yeah. This is very good. This is a little thick. Probably because of the fruit I added, plus maybe I didn't add enough ice cubes. So maybe if you followed my recipe exactly, you might have to eat this with a spoon, kind of like I am right now. You can kind of drink it, but spoon is easier. And it's so delicious, but now I have the brain freeze. Oh, son of a papist whore. Okay, it's going away. My head feels a little bit better. Yeah, okay. Don't eat this or drink this too fast, or else it will make your brain try to explode. And we don't like exploding brains here on the Dubious Blender Committee. We like to blow stuff up, but not our own brains. It's so good. It's so yummy. Okay. Wow. So delicious. I learned this recipe from my friend Brian, who you hear me mention from time to time. And he taught it to me when we were about 12 or 13 years old, maybe. And now that I have a blender, I'm glad I could pull that recipe out of my brain and eat yummy Orange Julius's once again. Remember, kids, add fruit and make it extra healthy. And it will be good for you. And that reminds me of something else. In the past, I have used other frozen juice concentrates to make other types of, quote, Julius, end quote. Did it with grape one time, which turned out a little bit better than I expected. Grape with my friend Booper, who is a grape nut, so to speak. So you might want to try some tropical fruit blends or whatever. You know, go to the freezer section. Go to the juice section of the freezer aisle in your grocery store. Look for some weird, interesting juice and, you know, whip it up. Oh, I've decided to stay indoors today because it is 6 million degrees outside. Or, you know, at least 320 Kelvin. Or, you know, give or take. So I'm staying inside. Actually, that's not entirely true. I've already been outdoors. I had to drive all the way downtown to go to my lawyer's office to sign a bunch of papers. And that was pretty fun, except it was hot. And I did get to put money in a parking meter. And we have new parking meters downtown. I don't remember the last time I had to feed a meter. Well over 10 years ago. And they were all, one, digital, and two, solar-powered. And I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. And then I was going to sit there and go, I hate to say it, but I was sitting there going, now how do I hack this? But no, that would have been wrong, and I would have been late to talk to my attorney, so I had to leave it alone. Now, speaking of hacking stuff, as you may remember from yesterday's discussion, I've got a pocket chip on the way, and I have recently learned that it comes with Pico 8 installed, and I did not know what Pico 8 was, because that's not why I'm buying this thing. So I had to look up what Pico 8 is, and it turns out it's this little system for making video games, and it's awesome! And so now, I'm learning all about it, and I think I can wrap my head around this code. There's some kind of language called Lua. Lua? I never heard of it previous to now. But it looks awesome. And it looks like it's my kind of thing. I can understand it. I'm just looking at this code and I totally get it. It's into my eyes. Now remember that I am a very old person and I have forgotten more languages and operating systems than everyone you meet will know in their lifetimes. And I'm looking at this, I'm like, okay, I like it because it looks kind of like BASIC, except without the line numbers, and it's got the definability of something like C or Python or anything like that. So I'm like, okay, this is like the best of both worlds. And what I like about it the most is it has very few brackets or parentheses or any of that garbage that I just absolutely hate. So I'm thinking about making video games. And we talked a little bit about this yesterday. I got to have some more of my Orange Julius here. So orangey. Nom nom. And so I'm kind of scrolling through the manual here on my computer, just trying to get an idea for the functionality of this language. And yeah, it seems pretty straightforward. So I'm still trying to think of ideas for games. What games do I want to make? I remembered a couple years ago, I found an online basic compiler slash interpreter, whatever you want to call it, a basic simulator. And I was having all kinds of fun coding up stuff for that, including a whole bunch of games. But these were all mostly all text games, although I did do some dice stuff, but nothing real fancy. You know, I'm kind of a text gamer, but I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll make some actual video games. And so I'm learning all about sprites and stuff and whatevers and this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, I get it. Just somebody put the damn hardware in my hand and let me hack. And while I was looking around, I managed to stumble upon some historical information and some other stuff. And it turns out that this Pico 8 or Pika 8 business was written by a guy named Zepp, presumably not to be confused with our very own DJ Zepp, sometimes known as Zeptar, sometimes known as ZMJ, sometimes known as FLC, sometimes known as 18 other aliases. And I found this, well, they call it a BBS. It seems to me like it's kind of a forum, but, you know, if they wanted to call it a BBS, that's cool with me too, because I'm a BBS type of guy. And this is the community of all these people making some games, and man, some of these games, I haven't played any of them or anything, but I'm just looking at them, and some of these are really nice. I mean, wow. Somebody hacked this stuff together in this tiny little ridiculous system. This is awesome. Suddenly, I find myself extraordinarily interested in this, and I want to make a game now. I really, really want to, and I can't wait to start, you know, doing something. I don't even know what I'm going to do. I guess I'll try to make a guy walk, or I don't know. I'm going to have to make a physics engine if I want drippy water. And I want drips. Do I want drips? Do I want to be able to pour some tea? I don't even know what I'm going to do yet. I'm just so overwhelmed by awesomeness. Oh my God, I just thought of it. How did I not think of this before? And I don't think I've seen it yet on this bulletin board. I don't know if anybody's done it, but it seems to me like Lunar Lander would be the way to go. I mean, come on. Oh, maybe that'll be the first thing I do. I'll create a lunar lander game. Oh, how did I not think of this before? You know, the funny thing is, me and games, I'm usually a turn-based game. I'm not a button masher. I'm a strategist. I'm a tactician. I want to sit there, think, then make my move and kick some ass. But, you know, if I have to sit there and push a bunch of buttons, Lunar Lander might be the way to go. And I can do that. I can do gravity. I can do back and forth. Wow, this... Yay! I have an idea. I might have to do a Lunar Lander as the first thing I do. It's pretty simple. Surely somebody else has come up with this. I haven't exactly scoured the web for every single Pico 8 game that's out there. And I'd really, to be honest, I'd be shocked if nobody has done a Lunar Lander, but I'll do my own Lunar Lander just, you know, for the coding practice. It's no problem. Jeez, how did I not think of that before? Other favorite games from back in the day? There was a game called Space War that was way too far ahead of its time. And if you remember Space War, it was simultaneous two-player shoot 'em up. You were just shooting at each other. Now I'm just wired and excited and weird. And you know what the weirdest part of this is? Is I'm actually more interested in the coding than I am making graphics. So I'm going to actually have to spend a lot of time first creating sprites, creating map tiles for the background, and all that stuff before I actually ever get to hack anything. So, well, maybe I need to learn how to use the sprite editor first. But, you know, how hard can it be? These sprites are only 8x8. We're talking no problem. In this editor, just looking at it, you know, I'm not using it. I'm just, you know, looking at examples of it. I mean, this is straightforward. This is as easy as it gets. This is a cakewalk. This is Baby Town Frolics. Oh, man. I gotta start coming up with some art. I'm also thinking that I should probably start a list of ideas, because I will forget stuff. Maybe I should be writing some of this down. And now I need to take a sip of my Orange Julius. It's kind of melted down enough that now we can drink it instead of eating it with a spoon. Mmm! Yummy. It's so orangey. Mmm! Yeah. Okay. Here's another stupid idea. A variation on the Orange Julius. This is called an Orange Julius Caesar salad. You know, I'm not even going to go anywhere with that. You should be able to figure out where the comedy in that statement will be derived from. So go ahead and derive it. All right. What was I talking about? I don't know. I'm still sitting here kind of looking at this Pico 8 or Pika 8 BBS. And man, oh man, do they got some cool stuff. There's all kinds of crazy, crazy games. And now I'm trying to figure out what format. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, this is what I'm looking for right here. The one weird thing about this environment is the text. Since it's all, you know, every letter is only about 8 pixels, I find it a little bit difficult to read. So I'm wondering if I can, you know, write code in another environment, like a good, decent, you know, text editor, and then import it. And yes, apparently I can. Apparently the format of these files is just PNG or something. Yeah. So that seems simple enough. Or is it? I don't know. Do I have a... Or not. Did I say PNG? Did I mean PDF? Oh, there's so many three-letter formats now, I can't even keep them straight. So, yeah. Okay, now all I gotta do is figure out how do I dump anything that I wrote on something else, i.e. my Raspberry Pi. Oh yeah, I guess I just USB port it. I've got little memory sticks, I can do whatever I want. Oh, this is gonna be so much fun. This is gonna be awesome. I'm having so much fun just looking at this stuff. I cannot contain myself. I am uncontainable. The funny thing is, as I look through all of these programs or apps, or actually in Pika 8, they call them carts, cartridges. I look at some of these cartridges and I am recognizing programs that I wrote back when I was literally 12 years old. There's lots of graphics demos and, you know, not all these things are games. Some of them are just sort of toys or interactive toys or just pretty things to look at. And I did a lot of pretty things to look at on the old Apple IIs when I was a child. Just because, well, I could. And I did. And now I'm seeing a lot of stuff that looks mighty, mighty familiar. And it makes my brain hearken back to the days. The days of 28 by 40 pixel monitors, etc., etc. And so I'm thinking in my brain, well, geez, maybe I can rewrite some of the programs I wrote as a kid and put them
on this little machine. Then I'm remembering that, well, yeah, I did lots of pretty picture things that aren't interactive. And I didn't do a lot of video games. I didn't do a lot of, well, literally video games. When I made games when I was a kid, they were all turn-based text things and very little video action. But I remember I did do a racing game where you drive a car around a screen. I could do that. I don't know. It doesn't sound very interesting. I could do... What I was thinking last night is maybe I'll do a sailing game. But that's weird to do because so many people don't understand the basic concept of sailing that it wouldn't be fun for people who didn't understand sailing. Sailboats don't move by magic. And so you can't just steer them and go wherever you want. There's wind to take into account. You cannot sail a sailboat directly into the wind. And so, yeah, people don't like that idea and people don't want to think. People want things to be obvious. So maybe I'll just make the sailing game for me and not for anybody else. Maybe I'll release it. Maybe I wouldn't. I don't know. Maybe I'll call it Tobe Cat for Tobe Catamaran Sailing. And you're in a catamaran and you have to sail it around some markers in a certain amount of time. Maybe do some racing. Could I make a robot boat? I probably could, but then it would be so optimized you'd never be able to beat it. So I'd have to write kind of a dumb robot, which, you know, that I could probably do as well. So I'm just giving these things a lot of thought in my brain. There's a lot of interesting stuff. If you want to check out this BBS for Pico 8, it is www.lexalofl.com. That would be LexaLoffle. And I'm sure if you just do a search for Pico 8, BBS, I'm sure this will come up. And maybe I should do that too to see what else comes up. I doubt this is the only repository for these programs / games. There's probably others out there. I just have not found them yet. This BBS was mentioned in the Pico 8 fanzine. I downloaded the first issue of the Pico 8 fanzine. You can find it by Googling if you're interested. And I was reading through it, and that's how I learned the history of this stuff, and how I learned some beginning basics of this Lua language, scripting language. And in it, it says, oh yeah, and if you want to check some cool stuff out, go here. So I went here, and I am checking cool stuff out. Because, you know me, I do love to check out cool stuff. And that's what we're doing. I'm yawning. How can I be tired? Am I just so excited that I made myself tired? I suppose it's possible. It's not like I got up very early, although I did go to bed kind of late, because last night I was watching a movie, and it was awesome. Where am I going with this? Oh, look at the time. Oh, brother. We might as well start wrapping this up, I guess. My name is Tobe. You've been listening to another thrilling and very exciting edition of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on Anon Radio at 1930 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow to see if I find any mushrooms or marmots or have gotten any other ideas for good little video games. If you have ideas or if you have the variations on some of my ideas, go ahead, drop me a line. I'll pay attention. All right. I guess that's about it. I'm out of here. Come back tomorrow, and let's talk about other wacky stuff. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of